Good morning and welcome to The Daily with Sil Stein through Spotify for Podcasters. It's been a long hiatus again. I apologize. It's been a busy time in trying to fit a podcast, which should be more regular. Has been a challenge, but I'm going to work on it. That's what we're working on. But happy November. I hope you're enjoying your Friday. Today's November 10th. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, but school, this school year, or where I work at school, they're honoring, at our county here in North Carolina, they're honoring Veterans Day today. So happy early Veterans Day to all the veterans, to all the men and women out there that have protected us and done so much for us. We thank you. And thank you all to the wonderful veterans, especially like my husband, Jeremy Stein, out there, who served in the Army and National Guard. Thank you, babe, for your service. Thank you to all the men and women, my brother Raymond, David Lamont, our friend who served, and also thank you for your service, as well as my cousin Oscar, our dear friends and family, Sergio and Lisa Godoy, my friend Elva, and a bunch of, you know, of other wonderful people that are still right now in active duty, but those also from the American Legion and elsewhere. We thank you for all your service, and we're so grateful for you all. Thank you so much. And we'll be right back to start the show. And welcome to The Daily with Sil Stein, now through Spotify for Podcasters. Today we are going to start back again with the book by Amy Peters, The Writer's Devotional, 365 Inspirational Exercises, Ideas, Tips, and Motivations on Writing. I will start with that. And we're going to do week 44. And we're going to do Monday, Writers on Writing, Tuesday, Motivation, Wednesday, writing class, Thursday, editing, and we're going to stop at Friday, biography. Okay, I'm going to start here. And a quote is, "A blank piece of paper is God's way of telling us how hard it is to be God." And this is by Sidney Sheldon. Okay, so I'm going to continue reading. American author Sidney Sheldon wrote dozens of best-selling novels, including The Other Side of Midnight, award-winning television series, films, and Broadway plays. His books have sold more than 400 million copies, and most of his novels have reached the number one spot on bestseller lists. With a resume like this, it is evident that literally thousands of times Sheldon has been confronted by the writer's nemesis, the blank piece of paper. Sheldon conveys how difficult it is even for a commercially successful author to confront the empty page. Few acts in life are more challenging than the act of creating. And unlike a textile artist who has her colorful fabrics, fibers, and ribbons from which to create, a writer has nothing except blank pieces of paper and a pen or a computer. Novice writers should be reassured by Sheldon's words. Sure, it is daunting as you start out to face an empty page, but according to Sheldon, it remains taxing even after success. However, Sheldon's continued achievements over a 40-year career show that the empty page can be wrestled successfully into submission. So, and I apologize, my voice sounds raspy. I'm over a cold, but my throat still has that hoarseness to it. So I apologize. But this is really, really true. A lot of times as authors, even like Sidney Sheldon has written many, many types of books that over the years. And like, you know, he's also worked on TV and even he had a hard time sometimes when you try to create something, you know, from writing a book. That's the thing that we as authors go through. Whether you're starting out, you've already written some books, you find yourself, you know, trying to figure out what you want to convey in a message of what you're working on, whether it be a script for a movie, a TV show, a book, and the characters you want to create. I imagine it is very difficult. So I really love that Amy Peters has created this devotional, especially right now. There's a lot of people that are doing National Novel Month, NaNoWriMo. I started with that too, to create a novel in a month. Try to write 50,000 words in a month. And I did that several times. Sometimes when I started, it wasn't that easy, but then, you know, it still gives you that motivation to create. But like Sidney Sheldon, I'm going to go into a few of his works. It's important to, let's see, American writer. Okay, let me see. Movies and TV shows. Let's see. I Dream of Jeannie, Master of the Game, Bloodline. Those are TV shows. He died in 2007. He was born in 1917. Great writer, great author. And then his books, there's many. Master of the Game, If Tomorrow Comes, The Other Side, which I think was mentioned here, The Other Side of Midnight, and then like Bloodline. It's like a thriller. Elizabeth Roth, who after the unexpected death of her father becomes the sole heiress to his billion-dollar empire. He wrote a lot of great, you know, The Sands of Time, The Stars Shine Down, The Best Laid Plans. There's many books by Sheldon, and even he had a hard time at times creating. So this is what I like about Writers on Writing. It gives you that, you know, that certain look or insight into it's not that easy to do. And we just have to create what we can. And, you know, it gives you kind of like inspiration. Like he writes, novice writers should be reassured by Sheldon's words. Because, you know, even he who was a best-selling author sold millions. And he had a hard time. And it should give you hope for when you are stuck between what you're trying to say or convey in your book. So hopefully this helps. And this is a great start. And we'll be right back with Tuesday Motivation. Thank you for joining me here on The Daily with Sil Stein through Spotify for Podcasters. And, of course, we have the Coffee Chronicles because it all begins with coffee. And I enjoyed my cup of Dunkin' Donut Premium Roast Coffee this morning. I hope that you're having a great start to your Friday morning. We'll be back. And we're back to The Daily with Sil Stein, now through Spotify for Podcasters. And now we're going to continue week 44 because it's divided into different weeks. Motivation. Try to think of others' good luck as encouragement to yourself. This is by Richard Ford. Sometimes authors grouse about the good fortune of other writers or engage in a healthy dose of Schadenfreude, enjoying the rejection slips that a contemporary just received. This is a funny quirk of human nature, and one you should work to tamp down. The fact is, good news for one writer often means good news for many writers. Following the runaway success of the Swedish-born Stieg Larsson's Fast-Paced Mysteries, The Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, The Girl Who Played with Fire, and The Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest. There has been a race by American publishers to discover more Nordic noir. Swedish author Camilla Läckberg had written 7 noir novels that were all bestsellers in Sweden, yet had no interest from American publishers until the success of the Larsen trilogy. Now her American editor, Jessica Case, reports that Läckberg received one of the highest advances we've ever paid. If not for the success of Larsen's books, it is likely that Läckberg would have remained unknown outside of Europe. In another case of success begetting success, Stephanie Meyer's best-selling Twilight series has produced a host of successful copycat books about vampires. Just imagine how our world would look like if Myers had decided that Bram Stoker's success with Dracula meant that there was no room for another vampire saga. So basically the motivation is that sometimes authors help each other, you know, in one way or another, and they get encouraged by different things. Like Richard Ford, the author, writes, "Try to think of others' good luck as encouragement to yourself." So they create these trilogies, like was the case of that of the Swedish author. She got a chance because she created a trilogy that they were interested in. And then Stephanie Meyer, she wrote the Twilight Saga, and it opened the door for more vampire books. I know Anne Rice written some great vampire books, Bram Stoker. Then we have Charlene Harris, who wrote the series about Sookie Waterhouse. Sookie Stackhouse, I think it is. Sorry. I need to get that right. And my apologies on that. Give me a moment. Sookie Stackhouse series, she wrote. And then this became a series through HBO by Alan Ball, who created True Blood. So there's many things that grow out of many different things. And the motivation is that you know, it can give you inspiration for creating your own. I know that Twilight was written, 50 Shades of Grey by, can't even think of the authors right now, by E.L. James was created through the Twilight, you know, for her. I think it was, why she created it, because she had an obsession with the characters of Twilight, I think. Give me a second here. I'm going blank today. My apologies. Give me a second here. Yeah, she created them because of the Twilight fan fiction. And E.L. James started writing. Of course, it's more of an erotica type of book, The 50 Shades of Grey. But she created it because she loved Bella and Edward's characters. So then she created, the characters of Anna and, let's see here. She was so obsessed that she had to create the Christian and, She created the characters of Christian and Anna because of Bella and Edward. So I wanted to make sure I got that correctly. But anyway, but that's the Tuesday motivation, and we'll be back. Thank you for joining me here on the Daily with Sil Stein through Spotify for Podcasters. And now we're back to the Daily with Silstein, now through Spotify for Podcasters. Happy Friday, everyone. Now we're going into Wednesday writing class for week 44. We did Monday, the part one was writers on writing, Tuesday motivation. Now it's Wednesday writing class. So here it says, create an investigation of a local politician, oh boy, gone rogue. These days, you've got plenty of examples on the real news. They show how a little bit of power turns the nicest guy or gal into a felon or at least a philanderer. Imagine you are breaking a story about a local or national political figure who has just been linked to a heinous crime. Make sure you can answer the right questions. Who, what, when, where, why, how, why does it matter? I don't write about politics, so I'm not going to write on that. But, you know, you can still write about an investigation and you can create your own. But, yes, it's important to create details. Like when I wrote Writing Battered Mind, there is a crime that has occurred and we have to investigate why it happened, who did it happen to, until you kind of start figuring out the clues and the details to it. So yes, that is important. And that's an important thing, but I just choose not to write about politics. It's already so polarized in my opinion. So no. But anyway, but still, you know, you can create an investigation of something and use the different clues and why does it matter to you. So I'm thinking of Scandal, Olivia Pope and that show. It always showed the different details on it. And stuff like that. But here we go to week 44, Thursday editing. So we'll do that next one. Also, avoid all awkward or affected alliteration. This is by William Sapphire. How Not to Write. That's taken from his book. Alliteration. Sorry for the background noise. Alliteration is the repeating of the first sound of either a consonant or a vowel to make a phrase memorable. A 16th century alliteration that survives to this day is Chaucer's words. Brown as a berry, which is interesting that it survived this long because berries are rarely brown. Stringing words together with the same first consonant but without the same first sound is not alliteration. Sally sells seashells by the seashore is instead a clever tongue twister. However, neither alliteration nor the tongue twister makes good for writing. While these devices work in spoken language, both are literally too cute for words, as Sapphire notes. Straining for effect produces the effect of affectation. The same goes for adopting trendiness into your written work. Trendy, by definition, means here today, gone tomorrow. Think of your writing as a long-term commitment. Would you want to read over your work 20 years from now and have it sound dated? Leave your penchant for hipness behind or risk sounding less than totally cool. So that's the advice on editing. It's like, try not to write alliteration in it because it makes it sound too, like, cute, I guess. And you don't want that to be part of all that you've worked for in your writing. But there's different, I guess each situation dictates, right? So you would know. But that's the advice they give on that. And we'll be right back with our last one, which is biography for today. And here we go. The last part of this, the writer's devotional by Amy Peters, is Friday Biography, which is today, Friday. Vision is the art of seeing what is invisible to others. Jonathan Swift, he was an author. Jonathan Swift was born 1667, died 1745, was born in Dublin, Ireland. His Irish father had died before he was born. And Swift was sent to live with an uncle when his mother returned to England. Swift attended Trinity College in Dublin and eventually became a priest within the Church of England. He was assigned to minister a small parish in Laracor, Ireland, with a congregation of 15 people. This gave him abundant time for leisure, for cultivating his garden and for writing. His topics spanned a broad range from political commentary to social satire, and he also wrote under several assumed names. It was during this time that he began writing travels into several remote nations of the world in four parts by Lemuel Gulliver, first a surgeon and then a captain of several ships, which we know of today as Gulliver's Travels. Much of the material reflects his political point of view, first published as a political satire in November 1726. It was an immediate hit. So he's done a lot here. They're giving you a brief biography of Jonathan Swift, and this is what Friday biography is. You pick an author that you're familiar with and read about them. Like, there's a lot of great authors out there. Sorry, John Steinbeck, Harper Lee, Essie Hinton, Judy Blume. There's many out there. New authors like Laurie Fontanez, Jeff Brown. There's many, many, many authors you can name that you can use for Friday biography. But the whole point of this episode is to show you writing tips on the book by Amy Peters, and hopefully do more author interviews this week and hopefully this month. But we'll be right back with a wrap-up of the Writer's Devotional and news that are coming up. Thank you for joining me here on The Daily with Solstein, now through Spotify for Podcasters. And shout out to all the veterans out there. Thank you for your service. I know officially Veterans Day is not until tomorrow, but I wanted to wish you all thank you, a big thank you, and thank you for protecting us all. We'll be right back. And now it's time for the wrap-up. Today's wrap-up is just to say thank you for joining me on The Daily with Solstein, now through Spotify for Podcasters. And I'm so glad that I got to cover the book, The Writer's Devotional, 365 Inspirational. Inspirational exercises, ideas, tips, and motivations on writing. But today was mainly about talking about the book and the examples it gives on Monday through Friday. They also have Saturday and Sunday, and we'll cover those at the beginning of the next show, which should be soon also again. But I wanted to say thank you for joining me on The Daily with Solstein through Spotify for Podcasters. Thank you for tuning in. And I hope that you will listen to more of the podcast. Check out the newsletter for The Daily with Solstein now, which also includes the Coffee Chronicles. It'll be coming out soon. And thank you again for joining me today on today's podcast. I hope to be making more podcasts soon. And happy, happy Friday.